Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Live from Las Vegas, sports talk, hot takes, and all of the bangers, Lindsey Brown and Adrian Hernandez, the Playmakers.
Hello, my friends, my people, the followers, the fans. I don't really know what we're going to call you yet. I'm sure a brilliant thought will strike my mind at some point to call what the rest of you should be, but we know our show name to be the Playmakers. My name is Lindsey Brown, and with us in technology, in spirit, down the line, live from wherever he is, he'll fill you all in. What's your name again? I've already forgot.
Hey, I'm Adrian Hernandez reporting from a Disneyland hallway, Lindsey Brown.
Disney. Has it been amazing? Has it just been a memory since you've walked, stepped on foot of the property?
Yes, we got here at midnight. We've been here a few hours, was able to take my kid, the young one, Sire, onto Monsters, Inc. He got to meet Spider-Man. And, of course, now some of the protocols in terms of mask. And before, you couldn't walk up to Spider-Man or any of the heroes or comic book people. You would have to kind of, like, designated areas and take pictures from a distance. That's done now. All the characters and everything, you can hug them. So him and my son and Spider-Man had a moment. And right now, Lindsey, before we start the show, or as we start the show, if you hear babies, if you hear just noises, we are in a Disney hallway in one of their resort properties.
Yeah, and if you hear swearing too, it's definitely the tiny humans, guys. Just so we know exactly where to put that allocation, it is on the tiny humans.
Yeah, 100%. So we're doing this live, baby, in the heart of Disneyland. You know, trying to make the show magical, Lindsey.
Yeah, we got to do what we got to do to make sure that we keep things fresh, that you're keeping the family all squared away and happy and creating memories for your young buck over there. But great that we have technology at our disposal to basically do whatever the hell we want and have the show and talk about all the sports and the other things. Like, nothing is different. Like, you're sitting straight across from me, although I can already feel myself being a little bit more demonstrative because I have a tendency to just get a little bit more theatrical when I'm alone. You can't see me because I'm wearing my my Jonathan Quick jersey backwards, as you would say, just styling it up.
Well, all right, NHL playoff fever, right? You're just getting into
man.
It. Listen, I got in the Monsters Inc. crowd. We had to wait a little bit. This guy's like, yo, Adrian, what's up with the Panthers? And I was like, 11:40, 3 p.m.
Yeah,
I'll
wouldn't
tell you
Randall
what's up
like
with
the Panthers. To know? He would like to know, yeah. Wouldn't he?
Yeah, 100%. But yeah, no, I'm excited for you. I know we are going to be NHL playoff heavy today. So yeah, I'll try to add my magical hot takes in there.
Always watching, Wazowski, always watching. That's what we're doing. I figured that you would be a little bit distracted slash maybe not the most prep heavy. So I anticipated a lot of hockey, a lot of talking from me today, but I'm sure you will be along for the ride, especially when we are talking about those Panthers, because as you mentioned, they are going to kick off their playoff series tonight. We have so much to get into, including the absolute debacle that was most of the hockey games that went down in the previous evening. But we will have previews for all of the upcoming matchups tonight. We'll talk a little bit about Brittany Griner and what's coming out of SCOTUS right now, because we are a sports and other things program. And it was a little bit hard for me to focus on the hockey when we're hearing stuff coming out of SCOTUS. And so we'll talk briefly about that. We'll get a little bit into the NBA, how the playoffs were going last night, what to look for tonight.
Got our interview with Joe O. Let's just say it's probably our loosest interview. Would you agree with that?
100%. There were times I thought my mic was off. It wasn't off.
I think he has at least twice. What is happening? He like literally. I'm like, clearly I am not with both hands on the wheel. But that's what happens when you're not here to fire off Schoolboy Q right off the bat here. But we'll close everything out with the NHL matchups that I'm most looking forward to tonight. Be saving the juiciest of deepest of dives for that later on. But other than that, it's just gonna be one big magic carpet ride, right, Adrian?
No, 100%. And also, by the way, I'm poolside.
Ooh!
I'm poolside, so it's making me...
You get a daiquiri or something? You gonna get a little juice?
I'm 20 yards away. Does that still classify as poolside?
Not in this town, but maybe in California.
Damn. Well, look, so there's sunshine near me, so it makes me feel good. People are looking at me strangely on why I'm talking at this volume. But that's what it is. I just have a passion for sports, so I'm very glad that
Who are you to deny that for the masses at Disney? This is what they came for. This is absolutely what they're here for.
Yo, and RIP to ESPN Zone, Lindsay. I know you haven't been able to go to Disney World or Disneyland a lot, but there's no longer ESPN Zone around here. That was a classic, one of the best hot dogs. If you wanted a glizzy in downtown Disney, there was no other place to get a glizzy than the ESPN Zone. Shout out to Squirt Scott. May he rest in peace. It used to be a thing. My mom used to take me for my birthday.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah. Yeah, that used to be my thing, a glizzy at the ESPN Zone boardwalk. But yeah, the Disney
vibes. What was good about that particular glizzy? Are you the type of person that likes a little snap to the wiener, or like how do you like your hot dog?
It was thick.
Oh,
because it was thick and it was juicy, chewing down. Like you wanna feel the meat in your mouth, and you wanna feel like you're gonna be full. And with that, with some ketchup and some French fries.
Change the subject before you get kicked out of that area, my friend. You paid for two nights to stay there, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, we got to make sure you milk that for all you got, because I know that the mouse does not cut a lot of corners when it comes to that stuff. But it is a memory that you're making. I'm glad that we are able to be part of that journey for you. Sire can listen back to this program and everything that you're saying. So just keep this one in the back pocket for him. Daddy was getting glizzies at Dizzy's. Like, come on.
Lindsay, speaking of glizzies, you know what goes well with them? A can.
A can of corn or a can of hot dog?
Or a can of whoop ass.
Exactly. Are we opening it up?
Oh, my God. Mark, the button doesn't work again.
I stepped on it, and I didn't realize it right away, so I'm sorry about that. So maybe hopefully tomorrow. Actually, we don't even have a show tomorrow, which is even funnier. So maybe on Friday.
There's the can. It's opening.
All right. The pressure has been relieved. As I mentioned to Adrian, and as some people can see on the IG Live that I'm streaming right now, I'm wearing my Stadium Series. I think this is like a 2012, 2013, 14. I bought this jersey in college from China, and it was definitely full price. And I had to wear it out of respect for the performance that we saw, reminiscent of the 2012 journey to Conn Smythe greatness. Jonathan Quick, single-handedly, maybe not single-handedly, but like down the stretch, it was vintage Johnny Quick. They were able to secure a victory, that being the LA Kings over the Edmonton Oilers, upset fashion up there at Rogers Place, where so many of these teams spent way too much time a couple of years ago in a weird playoff format. But that was really the only game that was even semi-close. Like, I was watching most of that second and third period after I turned off the Minnesota Wild game, because that was an absolute disaster, Adrian. 4-0. The Minnesota Wild lose to the St. Louis Blues at home. Mike, that's a ton of embarrassing things that we're going to get into here with that. And they actually didn't even play that bad. It was just that St. Louis was able to capitalize on the man advantage, and Marc-Andre Fleury was just a little bit outside of himself last night. But the actual roasting, the worst one of the night, the worst loss, comes at the expense of the two-time Stanley Cup defending champions, the Tampa Bay Lightning. 5-0 they lose the Toronto Maple Leafs in probably
at home, right?
Yeah. No. This is in Toronto. So like
that's right.
Just insanity, as much as that building can be, because it's a very corporate environment, but we know how bad it was for them to give away that series to Montreal last year. A lot had to do with the fact that it was an empty building in Toronto, as well as the other Canadian cities. And we all know it's just one game for all of these teams that either got smoked or were able to put on an offensive show. But when you see how a building like that erupts, I mean, it doesn't even matter if you get off to a bad start like the Carolina Hurricanes did. I mean, we were watching the opening moments here, Adrian, before you took off. And I was like, Antti Raanta has been on his ass twice. Well, guess what? His team showed up and supported him and poured five goals in. And so they won against the Boston Bruins 5-1. And so they, the Carolina Hurricanes and the Toronto Maple Leafs both take game one on home ice.
I do want to ask you, and you just brought his name up, Raanta, and obviously he's 22 years old.
Yep.
I believe before yesterday's game, only three games of NHL experience under his belt.
Antti Raanta? I don't know about that. Yeah. He's played a lot more games than that.
How big of his performance was? Yeah, true, true. How big of his performance with the 35-save effort? Like, how huge was that for him and his team?
I think it's a big-time vote of confidence in a netminder who you wouldn't consider to be your starter. I mean, they won the Jennings Trophy, the Hurricanes, for best goaltending tandem. They gave up the least amount of goals. But Freddie Anderson has been the guy for most of the year. And so as he's kind of working his way back into being healthy, back into game speed, because you want to get as close as possible when it comes to playoffs. I mean, when you see a good performance like Raanta and just a win, especially against a Boston team that pours shots on the net, that absolutely has firepower, that has skill, that has grit, that has all of those things, and you're able to manage it and you're able to get the offensive production from the biggest names on your roster. I mean, Andrei Svechnikov gets the empty netter, but Seth Jarvis, getting him going early, he's a young player who's going to be running on a lot of the juices on whatever his current performance is. Like, when you have more experience, you know not to get too high or too low in these, but whoever gets off to a better start, you're going to be able to ride those fumes. And so him, Nino Niederreiter, get things going in the second period. And that's exactly what you want to see. I'm going to be there for you guys. I'm here to back things up. I'm here for when you need me. And so Boston's going to have to reset and might have to be looking at their goalies already. I'm not going to really say for any teams, if their goalies had a rough outing, to look at the other option. But Boston is one of those teams that had a really solid tandem. Like Jeremy Swayman, while he's young, he's a really, really solid netminder who can play with a lot of spirit and firepower. And so if the Boston Bruins aren't able to generate that for themselves and show that up for Linus Allmark, who lost last night, that's where you can see sometimes where coaches will pull your goalies a little bit early just to get the team going.
And that's something I wanted to ask you, is this year is kind of going to be my introduction. I'm diving in the pool with these playoffs. And that was a conversation last night after the game for the Bruins, is if Bruce Cassidy mm-hmm. is going to go to the rookie and Jeremy Swayman. I just want to ask you, just in general, with the NHL and the playoffs, like obviously we've talked about how the scoring has been just so inflated this year and so many different players getting over 100 points and things of that nature. Is that going to make a difference in terms of coaches and kind of making drastic changes in terms of their goaltenders, because scoring is up?
No,
so some of these games might be like that.
You have to leave everything in the regular season that's already transpired behind. Like, everything is going to settle back down. Now, when we talked to Joe later on, he was saying that there's a lot of outcry yesterday for just how lopsided these games are. And when you're in these opening games of these series, there's a lot of feeling out processes. Like, some of these teams, while they are divisional rivals, maybe they haven't seen each other for a while because they got their games out of the way earlier on in their regular season schedules. But in terms of going to that next option or a different kind of change up, I think it's really the coach's discretion and how their team is running and how they've been able to push the buttons during the season to get what they need out of the roster. Like I said, it's not always about pulling the goaltender if they're playing bad. Sometimes it's about jump starting the team or maybe just putting somebody in as a spot start. Like when Ville Husso was announced as the starter yesterday for the St. Louis Blues, I wasn't really shocked, but I was a little surprised because Jordan Binnington had played really well down the stretch. But clearly Husso was the right choice. The Spirit of 35 was strong in this one, and he was the first ever St. Louis Blue to make his playoff debut and pitch a shutout. And he was the X factor down the stretch for the St. Louis Blues against the Minnesota Wild, because the Minnesota Wild, while they gave up a ton of power play goals, they had six chances of their own. And they, I think, had three of them in the first period. And so you just, there's reasons why people get boxed in or where you see blowouts, even if they're getting shots on net. But sometimes you'll start seeing guys make different decisions, or they'll make one more unnecessary pass, and that's what gets broken up, and that would have been the grade A scoring chance. But that's what happens when you get in people's heads if you make a couple of big saves early on, and that's the juice that goalies can provide for you, or making a save when you're not supposed to in a manner that's just, it's like a spiritual act. You know what you're watching when it happens in front of you.
Yeah, and Husso had a 37 save shutout. Like, that's tremendous, like you said. And
how can you play better? You can't.
Yeah, and for the Wild now, obviously they got Marc-Andre Fleury, and that comes experience, and the mentality is going all in. But for them to be frazzled, and even some of their veterans, Jared Spurgeon,
that play at the end, Spurgeon. I'm shocked he's not getting a call from the player safety and or health and safety department. But maybe that's just because of his reputation of not ever doing something like that. He literally took his stick, and the guy's foot is laying on the ice, and he cross-checked down on the ankle, like on the back of his leg, where there's no padding.
Really bad, 100%.
Right? He could have broke his leg easily. And, I mean, that... What towards the end of that game, it was getting really rough, because when you're down by that much, you need to assert some dominance in an area of the game that you know that you can, and so you start roughing people up. And so clearly he was really frustrated with what had been going on, but you got to be able to – that's one of those moments as a captain, as a guy who's been in this league for over 10 years, that cannot happen. That display just shows that you're easily knocked off of your mark.
That has to be alarming, though, when the veterans – it's not even 100%. One of the rookies.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, like, it has to be alarming with this team and still having the veterans, and they're the ones that are kind of not taking this game and kind of, hey, one game at a time mentality, which is what you're going to have to do in a 7-game series, because by the time, if you're still wondering about that one game, it's already game two, and now you're going to dig yourself
into
it.
You're lost in the sauce, though. You're not even, like, in the game, actually, anymore. You're lost in between the games and between the whistles, and it's going to be interesting to see how Minnesota continues through this series, because they are at home. If they go down 2-0, I mean, if anybody goes down 2-0 with home ice advantage, I think that's a pretty easy calculus to figure out that they're probably not going to win their series. And you trade for Marc-Andre Fleury because you saw what he was able to do in the playoffs last year and in these last few years. He's the Vezina winner. But as I said yesterday, the goalie that's playing the best right now on that roster has been Cam Talbot. If you go to Cam Talbot, I don't blame you, but then once you start playing that game, like, are we going back and forth? Like, this is why these decisions matter, and I'm very careful to take the very limited sample size that we have and apply it to what our next moves are going to be, because if there's anybody I trust in this playoffs to get games one other than probably Vasilevsky, it's Marc-Andre Fleury. But when he's playing a little bit outside of himself, when the St. Louis Blues are easily moving the puck through the offensive zone to the point where not even the athletic freak that is Marc-Andre Fleury can keep up with them, like, that's where it's the problem. You got to stay out of the box and you got to play your game. He can't do all of it, and so don't be surprised if he gets a little bit discombobulated if he's dealing with just a little bit too much BS than he's used to.
And the two things before we get out of here that I want to ask you is, number one, obviously night one of the NHL playoffs was last night. What is your team that people are overreacting to? Like, which team do you think the loss in game one was the most just bad for them? Yeah, basically, like, which team, whether it's
which
the Lightning or the Wild.
Which one am I actually worried about? Or
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, basically.
I mean,
sorry,
probably
can't talk right now.
No, you're good. Well, we'll probably get that figured out because we got two more hours of the show. But I would probably say the Oilers, because it's just they have so much recent history with collapses that it's you're right there. You're tied 3-3, and you start Mike Smith, which I totally get, instead of Koskinen. But the Kings are a much lesser talented team than you, and they figured out a way to outscore. It wasn't a 2-1 game. It was 4-3. And as I was previewing yesterday, and the reason why I'm wearing this jersey is because some players are able to conjure up some sort of magic, and Jonathan Quick is one of those goalies. And he can absolutely be left out to dry and all of a sudden in the same situation that Marc-Andre Fleury is. I mean, he puts himself in some very compromising positions in the way that he approaches goaltending. But when the vibes are there, when your team is blocking shots for you, when things are just, you can tell the momentum and the hockey gods are on your side, anybody can be beat. Anybody can be shut down. And that's where it's easy for that narrative to all of a sudden start whirring around. I mean, we all have those anxiety spirals. I'm like, well, it's just one game, but like, what if tomorrow I don't feel good? And then I start feeling the same way I did yesterday. And then I take this bad shot. And then I do, you know, it's just very easy. And all of a sudden we're not in the moment that we should be. Right. And so, a leadership thing, or at least an opportunity for leadership to be on display for the Edmonton Oilers and their captain and Connor McDavid. A real test, if you really think about it, because if it's not this year, when is it going to be? And so
100%.
We will get more into that Oilers-Kings series as it unfolds, and we are in a very, very hockey-heavy playmakers edition today. We need to take a quick break. I'm going to get into our matchups tonight. We're going to focus next on the Panthers and Capitals and the Flames and Stars. We'll be right back on the Playmakers, 1140, The Bet.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Adrian Hernandez and Lindsey Brown, the Playmakers, exclusively on 1140 The Bet.
A little bit discombobulating today with a lot of changes here to our program. Same voices, same names, same vibes, but, you know, it's a little bit different of an atmosphere here. And so we appreciate you bearing with us. Lindsey Brown, Adrian Hernandez, hanging here until 5 p.m. Sports and other things is what we do and what we do best. Specifically, we got hockey to talk about. And Adrian, there's a rare moment when our expertises collide, you know.
Let's go.
You and I collide. Is it Howie Day or is that a James Blunt song? You and I collide, that one.
Yeah, I'm not sure either, but let's go with Howie. I love the name Howie. Whoa. Underrated name.
Your wire sounds super, super wrangly right now, but that's all right. But we've got to talk about the Florida Panthers here. We're going to do a little bit of a switch up because I know that there's the East Coast games first, but I want to get you and your bread and butter to us here before we get to the rest of it because there's a lot of expectations on these Florida Panthers, and we're not really sure what team is going to show up, but we do know that Sergei Bobrovsky is going to be the starting netminder for said squad. Your thoughts, Adrian?
Listen, I love Spencer Knight. That is my guy. But when you have Bobrovsky, who is so phenomenally talented, he's phenomenal. So I'm not too mad about that. The one thing I am kind of concerned about is, you know, for the Panthers, are they not only the highest scoring team in the league by a huge margin, they're the highest scoring NHL team of the 21st century by a quarter of a goal per game. And should I be concerned going into the playoffs? Obviously, just like basketball, NHL games in the playoffs are a little bit of a different animal and a different beast. Should I be concerned that that offense and some of that success and that high scoring that they've had throughout the entire season isn't going to translate in the playoffs?
Are you? You're not?
I know. I'm asking you, no, Lindsay, like, because I don't know what to think, because this is new to me. Because listen, the Panthers haven't won a playoff round since their third season of existence, and that was way in the mid-90s, so this is all new to me.
They're playing against the Washington Capitals, too, that are kind of looking their former selves in the mirror in terms of, like, their legitimization process, because for years we saw how good the Washington Capitals were in the regular season, and they'd win, you know, one playoff round, but then they would run into the Pittsburgh Penguins, and then they would get sent home. Like, it happened year after year after year, and sometimes they even get swept in the first round. You're like, what the hell's going on out there? Same thing happened to the Tampa Bay Lightning a few years ago. They basically set the record for points in the season, and then they get swept by the Columbus Blue Jackets. You know who was the starting netminder for that game? Sergei Bobrovsky. He's now on this Florida Panthers team. And so he knows what it feels like to be on that other side. And last season, he was really choppy in his play. It was very inconsistent. That's why Spencer Knight has been able to be brought along so smoothly and so quickly, because they had him fast-tracked despite him being, you know, a draft pick just a couple years ago. And they drafted him the same year that they signed Bobrovsky to that huge extension. But he's an athletic freak of a goaltender. He's very twitchy. He can get across. He can make these saves on the back door that are going to give you a ton of juice. But the thing is that he doesn't have to be relied upon as the backbone of this team. The backbone of this team is Alexander Barkov. The backbone of this team is Jonathan Huberdeau. And those two guys have come up together throughout their entire careers. And Alexander Barkov, who was the Selke winner from last year for, like, the best two-way forward, very much overdue award. He is top five NHL player, guys. Like, I'm not talking about scoring ability. I'm talking about who I would want on my team, who I would want people to watch to learn how to play from. Because this guy attacks below the dots in the offensive zone down to, like, the goal line unlike anybody else. Like, it's a different type of forecheck. And this is a team that really likes to rush the puck, really likes to create that offense, but is willing to give up rushes on their own side, too. I mean, they gave up a lot of goals since the trade deadline, and their penalty kill hasn't been that great. But the best news that they got, and we got this came down the wire earlier this afternoon, that Aaron Ekblad, who is one of their top defensemen, was a number one overall pick years ago. He's been out since March 18th with an injury. He played the Golden Knights, and then, like, the next night he got injured. He is going to be in the lineup tonight.
Let's go.
Huge. Very, very huge. He's on that power play, very much a steadying force. He quarterbacks a lot of that stuff. But then you have to wonder, well, if he's been gone for so long, is there going to be a little bit of a rust, a little bit of a trouble with re-implementation? Absolutely a concern, but he's a guy that eats up a lot of minutes. And so usually once you get the feet back on, you remember pretty quickly on what you need to do with them. And then based off of what I saw from the Capitals a couple weeks ago when they were here at T-Mobile Arena facing off against the Golden Knights, like, they have a goaltending situation unlike anybody else in the playoffs where we're not really sure who's the starter. So Vitek Vanacek is going to be making the start for game one for the Caps. And it makes sense to me because when I saw Samsonov play here a couple weeks ago, I was like, this upper body's a mess. His hands were on the ground before his knees sometimes. And that's not any sort of technique that I want to be bringing into the playoffs right now, especially against an offense as prolific as the Florida Panthers. You there?
Sorry. Yeah, sorry. We're having some technical difficulties. But for me, the thing that, and I asked you as we started about the offensive concerns and if it's going to translate. For me, I see the Panthers and I'm looking at the stat line for the season. They got six forwards that have at least 20 goals. We have four that have over 30. Mm-hmm. So for me to think that all of those offensive weapons are going to go quiet over the same time span of a seven-game series, I find that highly unlikely.
Yeah.
The
and
one
even
thing,
best
though,
on best cancels. I mean, they got names like Anthony Duclair on their third line. Like, nobody has an Anthony Duclair on their third line in these playoffs. Like, that's where this leverage is, and that's where playoffs are won and lost. Goaltending and on the third line.
I am going to complain a little bit, and I'm going to look at a big picture view for the Panthers, because if they end up taking care of business, which they should against the Capitals, like, their second round opponent
one game at
is
a time.
Either going to be
one game at a time.
Okay. I'm just – they got a,
that's
they
not
got
how
a
we
hard
do it.
Road, and even though they're a one seed,
so
I'm kind of upset at the path.
Well then, you just keep going down the path. Let's not talk about next round yet. Let's talk about the New York Rangers and the Pittsburgh Penguins instead, because their game is going to be up first on deck tonight. Like I mentioned, we're just going to do a little bit of a switch around. A kind of a lopsided matchup in terms of experience. This is a very young team in the New York Rangers, and it's really going to be coming down to Pittsburgh's ability to rattle Igor Shesterkin's cage. The netminder for the New York Rangers, very much the Vezina favorite, has been amazing all year. There's been taunting at the end of conclusion of regular season games between these two teams in recent weeks. It's very much like a best on best edge where you have Crosby versus Shesterkin. Like, Crosby's one of the most natural goal scorers, like the backhand, all that stuff. He's so smart. You have Artemi Panarin versus Evgeny Malkin, and we're not even making the Russian connection, just making the scoring connection. And then you have like Adam Fox versus Chris Letang. You know, Chris Letang crawled for a lot of the defensemen who are young and offensive and get paid lots of money so they could run. Like, Chris Letang is the one that really set this, everything up. Like, he's been such a mobile defenseman, and while he certainly gives up a lot of goals, he's certainly not the most responsible guy. He's part of that really integral core in Pittsburgh that has been part of all three of their Stanley Cups. Jake Guentzel is an absolute beast in the playoffs. He always finds ways to score goals, and Pittsburgh is a great team on the road, block shots, and knows how to manage big moments. And so the New York Rangers have to weather the storm and in many ways be the ones punching in the mouth. Like, they got to come out with a lot of fire, they got to come out with a lot of vitriol, and they got to support their netminder, because he's going to be the reason why they win this series if they're able to do it.
And the Rangers power play, like, is it a good power play? Is it strong enough with the goaltending to win a round here against Pittsburgh?
I mean, it certainly is. They have a ton of talent. Like I said, you have Fox, you have Panarin, you have all of these young, talented pieces with Lafreniere or Kapo, if you have too many of your top guys running a lot of minutes. But it all comes down to Chris Kreider. He's been tipping pucks all year. He's probably the best net front presence that we've seen other than Joel Pavelski. But ultimately, like, power plays don't run the same in the regular season as they do in the playoffs. Like I was just talking about a few minutes ago with Minnesota. How many times do you see a team go 0-for-6 that's not related to the Golden Knights? Not very often. And so things change. Those opportunities might not be there. Shots might be blocked down more. And so those 5v5 numbers are going to matter. But the New York Rangers are for sure the more bullying presence of the two teams, if you ask me.
Well, fantastic. I don't want Pittsburgh to win in anything, so
I love
hopefully
it.
The Rangers can pull that out.
Yeah, we love
That's
it.
That's my take.
I like it a lot. But in terms of, I'll let you know, go down that road now that we've gotten through our other side of the team here about your second-round matchup for your Panthers. What are you worried about now?
Well, I'm just looking at the playoff picture, right? So they're either going to have to play the Lightning, who won the championship,
right?
Yeah,
you got to play out of your division.
Right?
Yep.
True, and you know, honestly, hopefully that's like a rivalry that's coming to fruition. Or Austin Matthews, the MVP front runner in the Maple Leafs. And then after that, they got to play the Avalanche. And it's like, damn, after getting
the
first
winning the
seed,
Stanley Cup ain't easy. They don't just give it to you.
That's
what do you
true,
think
I
it
guess.
Is?
So
this
no,
is the NBA
right.
playoffs where you can rest people. We don't play games like that.
There's no Chicago Bulls here in the playoffs with the Panthers in sight.
Certainly
they
not.
They can just coast.
Tell you what, you can get swept, but you'll have bruises at least to prove it in hockey.
Yeah, well, hopefully my Panthers come out strong tonight. That's what I'm looking for. I want some offense. You know what I mean? Hopefully we can
you
wanna
give them any
score
doubt,
enough goals.
Any reason to doubt that you can't just pick up right where you left off. And they,
no,
and they're 100%. Not playing the Lightning. And so even though they aren't a crash collision course, you got to take care of business first and foremost. And that starts with Alexander Ovechkin, the best goal scorer of this generation. Do not give him time or space on the man advantage. He will tee it up from that left side circle and make you pay. Time to switch gears a little bit because I'm sick of talking about hockey at least for 20 minutes. Let's talk a little bit more about some real things that matter, Brittany Griner's situation, and what's leaking out of the Supreme Court. All that conversation more on the other side of the break here in the Playmakers, 1140 The Bet.
Yeah, sports, but mostly other things. The Playmakers, exclusively on 1140 The Bet.
Plenty of sports here on the Playmakers to keep anybody satisfied, especially if you're a hockey fan. That doesn't just apply here to our great community in Vegas. Lindsey Brown and Adrian Hernandez hanging here until 5. Adrian, you're at Disneyland just soaking up all the vibes for the future that is America.
Yes, the magical ones.
Yeah.
No, 100% poolside, internet connection. It's a struggle, but we're powering through. We're connected, at least, as the kids like to say.
Absolutely. We can slide into some DMs if we really wanted to, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we do want to. What have you guys been up to so far? What rides have you been going on?
Kids been on Guardians of the Galaxy. The Cars speed coaster, roller coaster, vibe, energy, just amazing ride that I'm kind of jealous that I couldn't go on the ride with them, at least for now. Maybe tonight, because there's nothing like Cars Town, Cars Land at night. It's very magical, very beautiful the way they have everything set up. I have not had a churro, which is classic Disney. Not had a churro yet. I need a glizzy at some point. Mm-hmm. Thank God I have some Awkwafina right here, because, you know, there's been some screaming done. When I saw my guy Goofy, Goofy, Pluto, and Minnie Mouse, I kind of, like a schoolgirl, kind of got excited. And, you know, NHL playoffs, as we were watching in the car driving here and waking up my son. You know, I get excited when I see a power play executed perfectly, or when I see a good alley-oop in the NBA playoffs, too. So, you know, the voice is a little bit of a struggle, but my kid's having a blast. And the fact that now things are a little bit more open and the characters and some of their parades and everything that's going on is kind of more open is making like it a much better experience in comparison. Because through the pandemic, we've been lucky enough to be here three times, and this is the most open that it's been. And I should say, you should listen to our sister stations outside of 5 p.m., after 5 p.m., I should say. I believe 94.1, the Mix 94.1, and 98.5 KLUC, they're giving out Disneyland family packs. So one, 2-day tickets. So
good for them. They didn't invite us nowhere, so I don't care about them. You can do that. Yeah, they got to invite us next time if they want
to
get some pub.
We're going to go to Disney. Lindsay.
What?
Eventually, we're going to come to Disney together with Sire, and I'm looking through team shops and through all these stores. I'm going to find you something magical that I'm going to give you on
air.
Oh,
I need it, my friend. I need it because
back to the Las Vegas area.
I was really excited to, like, really deep dive into, like, the playoffs or the NHL. Not deep dive, like, in terms of, like, what we're breaking down for you guys on the show, but, like, just, like, kind of turn off and have an experience and kind of escape, because hockey hasn't always been, like, a positive place, especially this season. But it's kind of nice for me to be able to experience it as a fan again. And as I'm, like, you know, scrolling through Twitter, I see this article come out from Politico. And we'll get to Brittany Griner, because this is connected to this, too, because ultimately – what's happening here, people, is it's a war in a way. I know that there's a real war actually overseas right now going on, but it's hard not to get a little dystopian when I'm seeing that the Supreme Court is allegedly circulating a document where they intend to repeal Roe v. Wade, which is, you know, been in our law, has been Bible basically since 1973, which guaranteed federal constitutional protections of abortion rights and other things. And it was just not something that I thought we would have to have a conversation about, but this has kind of been years coming down the pipe here, because this didn't just, like, happen out of nowhere. But, like, it was just such a bizarre existence for me yet again to be like, all right, Lynn, you got to focus up on hockey while this is going on. Like, and it affects everybody. And to connect the Brittany Griner thing to this, we have learned that her classification has changed, because we know that she's been stuck in Russia. She's been, you know, an unwilling guest of the Russian government. It is now known that she will be known as a wrongfully detained person by the Russian government, signaling a significant shift in how officials will try to get her home. This Department of State has determined that the Russian Federation has wrongly detained her. They've given the Russian government 75 days to get this figured out. Like, they're saying, all right, well, if there's something to really be pissed about, like, we're going to give you the time so we don't ruffle any feathers, because, as I mentioned, there's an actual war going on. Like, we get it. We understand that. But ultimately, she's been over there for 75 days. We don't know what they're doing with her. We don't know what she's been fed. We don't know where they're keeping her. And we know that she's alive. Like, in many ways, that's the barest of minimums that we can hope for right now. But the thing is about Brittany Griner that is representative for so many women here in the United States is the lengths that we have to go to get even, or to even attempt to get close to even, and the amount of additional risk that we have to take on. And even after all of that, we are still valued less. we are still seen as less than, or at least not even worth the protections or worth like the time of keeping this at the forefront of our minds. And if the WNBA, and granted, it's only, what, 26 years old now, if it were further along, if they were paying players properly to the point where they could survive, or where it wasn't income advantageous for them to go play in Europe, to go play in China, to go play in Russia, they wouldn't. And now we're stuck where she, or not we're stuck, she is stuck there for reasons that we don't know, but we all can say to ourselves, because we truly know what the reasons are and how like the Russian kind of political platform is set up and the stancing that's going on. What ultimately matters is that she's caught in the crosshairs, just like the rest of us in all this BS. Like, Adrian, my birth was not planned. Like, my parents were not married. I thank God or whoever every day that my mom made the choice that she did. But that was her choice to make.
And same for me as well.
Yep. And the ability to choose is everything. And the thing is I know I'm speaking to a bunch of people that are nodding their heads and being like, yes, we totally get it, Lindsay. We're with you. Because, what is it, like 75%, 65%? I don't know. Majority of this country wants this to stay. Because it makes sense. It is medical care. There are pregnancies that need to be taken care of because they are dangerous to the mother, to the baby, or the pregnancy is not viable. And I don't want to go on a huge soapbox thing here, because I know that this isn't exactly what everybody tuned in to hear on 1140 The Bet. But this impacts everyone. And while nothing has technically happened yet, we know where this is going. And so we have to pay attention to who this benefits the most and why we're picking on the hers and the she's and the other ones of the world that want to classify themselves because everybody belongs here. Or the kids, why are we targeting trans kids? Like, why are we going after these issues when the majority of the country has moved on to something else, is trying to get something else, and are just trying to fight to survive right now because it's a really tough time to live? Like, why are we inviting more of this down? It's a control thing. We know it to be true. We know that there's gains in so many different areas of this world where women are making an impact. It is astounding to me how impossible we make it for women to be the own heroes of their story, Adrian. It truly is. We erase people, we silence people, we force people in very small spaces until they basically give up themselves. But yet, we figure it out. We still show up. We go to work. We have our periods. We take third place at the LPGA tournament event because guess what? The sun's coming up tomorrow, and every day that the sun comes up and we get to wake up with it is a hell of a day to go capture it. And so the more I see these actions being taken, the more I realize that people don't want that level of success for a lot of people that look like me, or a lot of people that don't look like the majority, or at least the silent majority, or whatever you want to call a patriarchy, right? And backwards that is. We have so much crap that we need to be getting done right now and actually focusing on, and we're actually moving backwards.
No, and that's 100%. And it's like, well, number one, like, let people have a choice over what they want to do over their bodies.
Right.
But then also, like,
why we do that for the vaccines, we do that for
backwards.
The masks.
Why,
like,
is
what's the bit?
Yeah,
same bit.
Why are we going backwards with certain things that are already in place? And just this just seems like it came out of nowhere. And obviously,
not.
I'm not in the political world. I'm not going to pretend to be. But it's just like it was very, very disappointing. And just to, like you were saying, oh yeah, but we have to care about the sports and things like that. When
right.
so much
just
stuff
keep going on with
outside
your night.
Of that is going on.
And what this means, too, if you haven't, you got to do your own research here, because I'm not going to be able to explain this all in one little segment or the next 3 minutes, because it's not like the right to choose is being taken away for everybody. It's doing that at the federal level. There's a lot of states that have already codified the right to an abortion into law. Nevada's one of them. Thank the Lord. But not everybody's like that. And we know that if you have privilege, that if you have certain things, if you look a certain way, if you act a certain way, if you check a certain box, that even if something is quote-unquote illegal, that things will still get done. This does not affect those people. This affects people that are already dealing with a lot of disadvantages in this society, a lot of people that are just trying to get out from under their own generational trauma, their generational just weight of being held back financially, all of these things. It is so important for women to have the right to choose over their own bodies. And I feel like it's ridiculous that we're having this conversation, but this is why I studied this in college. This is why I'm like, I didn't think I was going to have to talk about this as much as I was, or about race stuff, or about class stuff. But this is where our society is right now. And I don't know if people are feeling like apathetic. I don't really know what we can do other than vote at the local level, continue to try to get the leaders who actually, you know, do things on behalf of their population. But, like, it's just, like you said, it's just hard, like, just to keep going on with whatever we're supposed to be doing. I'm like, I literally felt a physical shift in in my body last night when I read what was coming down for political. I'm just like, and it's here. Like, it's here.
No. And you have every right to feel like that. And I'm kind of glad that we are talking about this, because to a certain extent, us as just citizens, like, yeah, that's what we have to do at bare minimum is vote. But on the same token, like, we've been provided this great platform, luckily.
We haven't lived in a world where this right isn't at our disposal. Most of our mothers haven't lived. Like, this is a battle that has been fought by generations of women that are deep in the ground already. And that's the most upsetting thing, is that it's the sacrifice that people go through to try to make progress in whatever area or sphere of this society, and how easy it is to be torn down. And it's just like you said, it's important to talk about and important to be informed about. And even if you're not like on the same like wavelength as me, I know a lot of people close to my life that definitely wouldn't agree with me on this. But it's not about what you think. It's not about what I believe somebody else should do in their life. It's about saying, that's your life, you figure it out. That's your decision, you figure it out. That's your bit, you live with the consequences. It's just,
Wrong. It's yep. Your choice, and that should be for everybody, and that should be the standard. And the fact that we have to go on and battle this and then have protests and have people, you know, give the obvious reasons on why this should stay where it is and not change. It's just, it's a disheartening situation.
Yep, very weird vibes as the Met Gala was going on and Stanley Cup playoffs and everything else is going on. But you know what? The other things don't stop, and neither do the sports. And this show, another hour on the way. 11:40, The Bet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.